Okay, cả cân. I don't think anybody else is there.
Maybe tell me which
Yeah, there's no one on right now. Yeah, 913. I'm gonna type into the chat, Nathan.
913.
913-410-6038.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Maybe they just still gave up. Oh, people are joining. Okay, let's start. Let's go on to the Gemara. So the Gemara says that when the second line in the business of the base, look, the Gemara. Time of the Rotsu, Halle Rotsu, Eim Mechayim, and I say, Alme Hezek, Yil Ashme Hezek. According to this Lashon, so we're saying that Hashut Mishra also lasts in Mechitza, means good, but they wanted to make a wall. But what the Ritzu was, they should build a wall. But apparently, if there was no receipt to build a wall, they don't have to build a wall. So you see, according to this lashon, it comes out that Hezek Rio Lashmei Hezek, and therefore neither one can be kaif for the other one to build a wall. So Rashi says, "Time of the road to live meischaisel, the midash shneim, who the chivei chachamim sheiv the ben shneim." So only if they both agree to build a wall, midash shneim. So that's where chachamim mechayev is. They should be sheiv the ben shneim. That's the lesson. Rashi is strange. What do you mean, Chachamim? That they were both mitzvahed to build a wall, and Rashi later they made a kinyan to build a wall. So it's not that the Chachamim were mechayev to build a wall; they were mechayev themselves to build a wall. I say that if I borrow money from you, so it's chivani Chachamim that I should pay you back. If I'm mischayev to do with the kinyan, so I have to do it. But I was mischayev. Listen to Rashi. Chivim Chachamim. Strange lesson. Meanwhile, I'll just flag it. Come back to it later. Later on, the Gemara says, the Gemara asks, who cares if they were Misratza? Let them change their mind. What's Rashi referring to? What's this Lakama Parach? Lakama Parach, Shotsu Mayavi. So Rashi is referring to the Gemara that Gimel Amud Aleph. Maybe we should take a look at that Gemara for a second. The Gemara says in Gimel Amud Aleph, by the two dots, about three quarters of the way down, the beginning of the line, the Mayu Kimtul Masnisim. The Gemara says, the Mayu Kimtul Masnisim B'Sheim B'Din Chalukah. It's going to the Basra. That has a good Shmei has it. You don't need a Ritzi to build a wall. The wall they have to build regardless. The Ritzi is to be a Chaylik the Chatzir, because we're talking about a Chatzir that's Ein Boka Dei Chalukah. And without a Ritzi, they don't have to be Chaylik. Right to Gemara, Yishvei, Yishvei, Din Chalukah, Ki Rotsu Mai Havi, Nehadibu. If the Chatzir, Be'etzim is Ein Boka Dei Chalukah. So neither Shutuf can force the other one to be Mechalik. It's only because they agreed to be mechalak. That's why now we can be kaifim to be mechalak. that they should be mischalak. Who cares if they agree? Let them change their mind. They made a kinyan. So they made a kinyan. But what is the kinyan? The kinyan is, let's make a chalukah. That's called the kinyan dvarim. That's like, I'm making a kinyan that I'm going to... It's not a kinyan on a... You can make a kinyan on a thing. I can be machnu you money. I can be machnu you chayfetz. I can machnu you metal and karka. If I make a kinyan that I'm going to do something, I'm making a kinyan that I'm going to come to shiur on time. It's nothing magical. So that's called kinyan dvarim. Rashi Loshen is kinyan dvarim. Ain Khalif and Kainim ain Khalif Drash was the beating of the Oba. Kinyan Dvarim with Ain Khalif and Kainim, Eladova Hanikne, I Mecher, Matomer, Ishib Kakoi, Shakinian Khal, all of I Matat. It was the Rashi a little bit garbled, but after upon him, Rashi says, a Kinyan has to be Khal and Adoma Musi. It'll be Kako, give me Tatlin, it'll be a Shibud, but stamped to make a Kinyan that we're going to make a Haluka. What is that? So my answer is, but Shakon of Yodim Bruchas. They were kind of each one in one side of the Chutz. So that's already a kinyan that they were kind of the chaluk. That is the chaluk. That is the chaluk. We'll see later when we get to that sugi exactly. That's mamish the chaluk or something preliminary to the chaluk. But let's say for the time being. So the kinyan is that they were kind of bruchas. Each one went and it was machzik and half of the sun. Ravashi said, the first time it's the Gemara. They did a kinyan chalipin, but they did a kinyan chalipin on the two sides of the sada. And Ravashi says, no, they actually went and they were machzik on the two sides of the sada. Yeah, what's Ravashi coming to? He might say, that's all belongs to the sig over there. But that's the sig of the Gemara. The Gemara over there is going in the Lishna Basra, that the kinyan is, that the rotsu is to divide the sada. And that the Gemara asked, so let them change their mind. The Gemara answered, Kishikonu Miyoda. And that the Gemara asked, Kishikonu Miyoda Me'avi, but it's a kinyan of Arama. And that the Gemara answers that it was, so Taisus says, he also may have in head with the second Taisus and Rav Gimel. So Taisus, the Madama Mechutza Gudo Le Parech, and the Madama of Mechutza Gudo, the Gemara doesn't ask this question. Why? So Taisus says, the Ikal Meme de Konu Beshibdu Nechseim Lebinyan HaKaisel. Because according to the Madama, the Ritzi over here was to build the Kaisel, so it's not a Kinyan Dvarim. If they're agreeing to build a wall costs money. So the kinyan is, and the money, each one was makne, was mishabed, the money that it's got, his property to build the wall. He was mishabed his avonim, he was mishabed his money to the enterprise of building the wall. That's not a kinyan bar. But the kinyan is just to make a chalukah. So making a chalukah is to do something. But there's nothing that he's being mishabed. So that's a kinyan dvarim, but that thing where has to answer Yishikon and other bruchas. So l'chayre at face value is machaikis Rashi and Taisus now. Rashi Bayos says l'kam and baruch ki rotsu mayhavi. Mashman Rashi that the Gemara that this Gemara about ki rotsu mayhavi in the Hedri Ruhu, that this Gemara even though it appears in the Lishna Basra. But Rashi says it's applies to Lishna Kama too. Rashi's going in Lishna Kama. Taisa says, no, in Lishna Kama, there's nothing in the Lishna Kama. You don't have this kasha. Lishna Kama, Avada, it's a posh of the Kenyan. It's a Kenyan. Pity Mashabas in the Chosin. It's a Kenyan person. So then this is the Rashbo says that Rashi didn't mean that the whole Shaka Taya in Nafgimel belongs to Lishna Kama too. The Gemara of Nafgimel, there's two segments. The Gemara that we just read has two parts. Part A is who cares that they agreed? You can always change your mind. It's just a. So the Gemara answered there was a Kenyan. And part B, the Gemara says, but what was the Kenyan exactly on? What kind of Kenyan are we talking about? It's the Kenyan Dvarim. And that thing we're answering is kind of building. Added the kinyan that she couldn't build the roofs. That they made a kinyan on the they decided who's going to get what, and on that they made a kinyan. The Rashba says that Rashi, when Rashi says that the Gemara that Gimel applies over here also, applies to Lishna Kama too, he means part A. The Gemara says, Kirotsum I have it. The Gemara answers, they made a kinyan. That could have been said already in the Lishna Kama. Kirotsum I have it. They agreed to build the wall. So what? Agreed. they agreed, they nodded their head, they made a lechayim. What is that? Really, they could change their mind. So the answer is they made a kinyan. Ad kan. But part B of the Gemara, that it's a kinyan dvarim, and what was the kinyan chalan, and we have to answer, was kon b'yod nebrucha, that has no application in Lishna Kama. Because in Lishna Kama, it's bullshit. If they made a kinyan, the kinyan was that they were Meshabbat and Nechassim, like Jesus says. So the Rashba in effect is saying is that there's no machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. Because Tosfos also agrees that in the Lishna Kama you need a kinyan. Tosfos is saying that in the Lishna Kama we understand what the kinyan is chalan, it's not a kinyan dvarim. It's a kinyan on the avonim, it's a kinyan on the money, it's a kinyan on the wherewithal, on the cement. That's what's being scholar. But about you have to make a kinyan. So the part A of the Gemara, the more simple part of the Gemara, Kirotsu may have a answer, they made a kinyan, that applies to Lishna Kama too, and Tosfos agrees to that, and that's all Rashi is saying. Tosfos is pointing out, and Rashi, according to the Rashi, agrees, that the second half of the Gemara, that what's the kinyan chalan, why is it the kinyan varim, and the answer is it's a kinyan on the ruchais. That is not the Lishna Kama. Lishna Kama is not a kinyan on the ruchais. What ruchais? It's a kinyan on the avonim. That's the Atkan the Rashi. But the emes lechayra, the molly the Rashi. I think it's difficult in Rashi to say that way. Because if that's all Rashi wants, if Rashi is just referring to that first part of the Gemara, he wrote some having the Hedibu. And the answer is they made a kinyan. So then, anybody familiar with Rashi? No, that Rashi would have said, what Rashi should have said is, Lekamen poreth kishirotsu mehavi, umetaretz kishikosh kishikonu. That they made a kinyan. It's not so many words. If already Rashi thinks that we're bothered, kishirotsu mehavi, if Rashi already thinks that we're going to be bothered by the kasha, that who cares that they were, who cares that they agreed, agreeing is cheap. So then it wouldn't have cost Rashi so many words to satisfy our curiosity already now and tell us, and to answer, they made a kinyan. He needs to lead up for that. He needs to leave us in suspense until Lav Gimel. It's only the Derech of Rashi. That would be normally, it's only the Derech of Rashi to do a thing like this, to say, and then to leave it till Lav Gimel. If it's all Arichos, that Rashi doesn't want to get into now. Rashi says, "Lekamim parach." What kind of opinion is this? And then there's a whole arichas in the morning of Gimel. Rashi's not going to give me the whole sugya of Gimel over here. So then Rashi could say, oh, "Be patient, and that Gimel will have a sugya back." That's why lechayra, it would be mashma to me. Yeah, emoli the Rashi, but it would be mashma to me that Rashi means that the whole sugya is relevant to the list of Kam, not just the kiryotsim they have and the answers they made a kinyan. Rashi already quoted 70, if that's all it is, that part A of the Gemara, that's what Rashi is referring to. He already told me, he already spent a lot of words. You already told me, that's a lot of words. It would have, for another two or three words, Rashi could have answered, Umishani, that they made a kinyan. The answer is, that's not the whole teretz. If they made a kinyan, so what? It's a kinyan. We still have the rest of the Gemara, but it's a kinyan dvarim, and you have to answer that they beruchos. Or and we have two lashonis in the Gemara. Was it kinyan berucha? So they went to, they were max exemption. So I got to sugya that already. Rashi not going to tell me. Yeah, but we need to understand what that is. The Chara Tosfos is right. What do you mean kinyan beruchos? We're not making kinyan here in the ruchos. The ritzi over here, the kinyan is not to make a division. The kinyan is to make a wall. What does it have to do with making a kinyan in the ruchos? And then why is that a kinyan divine? What do you mean? They made a kinyan to build a wall. That's a regular kinyan. Shibu nuchos. Shibu nuchse. So it's going to need a hezver. So I'm flagging this too. I'm saying the simple mashmaris in Rashi is that Rashi holds that the whole sugya of Gimel from beginning to end, not only need a kinyan, but what kind of kinyan is it? Then the answer that it's a kinyan v'ruchos. Rashi learns that that's not only in the Lishna Basa, that's in the Lishna Kama. Yeah, but Ka'omer, Taisus Lechayr is right. Taisus says they can't be because it doesn't make any sense. Hey, it doesn't make any sense because you don't need it. There's a pasha to kinyan. You made a kinyan on the avonim. They made a kinyan that they can give their avonim and their work and whatever it is. The kinyan has what to dechal. And number two, because the Gemara's parrots that the Kanubi on the Bruchas doesn't make any sense by agreeing to build a wall. What does Kanubi on the Bruchas have to do with agreeing to build, to making a kinyan to build a wall? So the Kash is not a Kash and the Teretz is not a Teretz. So that place is an Echonami. It's totally out of place over here. But Rashi's master that it does belong to Mishnah.
But then you say that, not really, not as them as really made a kinyan on the other ones upon him. Each one is keeping their own upon him the whole time. Because really, can't you have to say I'm agreeing to keep in my avon to the Rosh?
So that's a shout all by itself. As we saw you already in the Rosh, it's a chayv moment. So you could it's a chayv moment. So we said, what kind of chayv moment? So we didn't ask so much on the shutvas. We asked on the case where they're across the street from each other. Even kasha. But even by shutvas, you know, you asked the question. But by shutvas, it's not so difficult. By a shutvas, even though each one puts their avonim into the shutvas, it's not true that when they put their money into the wall, I keep my avonim and you keep your avonim. When they have a shutvas, all the avonim belong to them. Shutvas. So, in a certain sense, I haven't given up anything. I contributed half the avonim and I only half the avonim. But I did give up something in the sense that I take my private avonim and I now put them into a corporate kreisel in which we each share equally in all of the avonim. If we'll make a chalukah, then it will go back to square. We may not get even the same avon. So that probably is, and that is why I have to make a kinyan. If could you make a kinyan on the two sides of the street, the Yeshlom. Okay. Meanwhile, we're just flagging, but there's something here. So we already have two things in Rashi that are flags. The Rashi about chim chachomim. What is that? And the Rashi, and this Rashi, the kind of perk, what's in my habit? Okay, let's see. What does Rashi say? Let's finish the Rashi.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
Could this be connected to the Machlokas Rashi Tosis later on by Nafal?
Yes.
Because Rashi says Shekhar is Rashi, and Tosis says something different. So maybe that's connected to, like, the difference of splitting because of the Ruchos as opposed to if the nichseim are shiba to the wall, then okay, if the wall falls down, so now you have to build a new wall. So Tosis couldn't go back to Shekhar and Rashi Rishon.
Yes, you're right. Don't say anything more because I'm not going to have anything left to say. But you're right. So let's see like that. Let's go back to first. Let's see right to right Rashi. So Rashi goes on. I have a loyal to Shneim. But what if they don't want to both? What if they don't agree to make a wall? What if they don't agree to make a wall? One guy wants a wall, and the other guy says, "I don't want a wall. All I want is a misipus." Well, the minimum is a misipus. You can't make a chalukah and not have any demarcation at all. Gemara later on explains because you need that you should be nitpasal of kagana. It's not called a legitimate chalukah, or at least part of their. They certainly can claim. I suppose if they don't want to do a masifus, they don't have to. But either partner could certainly say, I want a masifus. Because the masifus, that's the basic need of the chalukah, that I should know when you're trespassing. And if you're on my side, there should be a clear mark and there should be a clear red line in the ground that you're on my side of the property. So the one of them says, that's all I want. I don't want a wall. I like the view. We'll make a masifus. It's enough. We'll make a masifus for it. And the other one says, no, I want a wall. So Hezek v'Lashmei Hezek. The one who wants the wall, tough luck. The other guy can say, no, all I want is a Mesipus. The Mesipus going to Rashi means you say it is Kumbars. And Hezek Lishma Lishma Hezek. So he doesn't have a claim. I don't want you to see what I'm doing. It's also something here to flag a little bit in Rashi. That the gather of Hezek Lishma Hezek, Laman Dom Hezek Lishma Hezek, is any rights to Shatir Asokai. I don't want you to see my Asokai. But we're going to Hezek, Lashmi Hezek. So there's no such time. You cannot say any relationship to Asa. Okay, let's see what happens anymore. Be'emo, Mechitza Plukta, Kedixivati Mechitza Seido, Bekeim in the Rotsu Bainim is a face of Akrach, I am Hezek, Bishme Hezek. Who says that's Pshat in the Mishnah? That Mechitza means a wall. They agree to build a wall, and if they don't agree to build a wall, they don't have to. Maybe La'olam has a Yishmeyas. And even if one party does not want to build a wall, let's say Shimon doesn't want to build a wall, Reuben could be kaifim to build a wall. I said, what's the Mishnah? So what's the Ratzu in the Mishnah? Maybe Ratzu means they agreed to divide the Sodom. The Sodom Shemed and Kaluba. And they agreed to divide the Sodom. And what's Ratzu last is Mechitza? Maybe Mechitza doesn't mean a wall. Maybe Mechitza means a division. Like it says in Pasuk, Vakti Mechitza Seid, when they divided the Bisa Smidyon, so they didn't build a wall, they made a division. Maybe mechitza means a plukta, means a division. Sherotz last is mechitza. They wanted to make a division. Zok Rashi, plukta chalukas chotzer shehush v'daitim lechelka. Gagoyim shulei hoya bai chasamis kidei lezeh v'chidei lezeh. Sheine yachad yachal es chaveri lechelka. V'lehochi tani shirotzu, shekeimen shirotzu lechelka. Since they agreed to be chaylet. Bainim kais lavanim al kochem. Now they have to build a wall, else they have to agree. V'endoy yachad leimer, yev shibi yitzir zu, I don't want this expenditure. Ela mesipas b'yam, en shayim leimishim shim hezik riyo. So that's the competing pshat, and that's ultimately going to be the Lishna Basra, but that's pshat in the Mishnah. So the Gemara is asking on the Lishna Kama, maybe Lishna Basra is right. Maybe Taka, maybe Mechitza means a division, and they'd agreed to divide the Chotzer, because it's a Chotzer Shemeng Embo in Chalukha. And really, willy-nilly, they have to build a wall. So Gemara says, Yehochi, hai shirotzu lachzis mechitza, shirotzu lachzis mi boyle. If that would be the pshat, then it should have said Lachzis. That's a simpler Hebrew. They wanted to make a division. It's a little bit fancy. They wanted to divide. Shirotzu Lachzis. Sfekti Gemara Elamai Gudo. So Elamai telling me not the Mechitza means a wall. So Bainu Mesakhanisa, Bainu Oisimi Boyle. This is very strange. Shutfin Shirotzu Lachzis Mechitza. Shutfin wanted to build a wall. Mechitza means a wall. Bainu Mesakhanisa. They build the wall. It's redundant. We already said war. So it sort of said, I should when Shirotzu Lachzis Mechitza, meaning a war. Vayinam Oisei, they build the war. So Mara says, no. Itana Oisei, hava mina b'misipis v'alma kamash b'lan kaisel. I would have said Oisei, I would have said Oisei means a misipis. Mechitza is all, Oisei means a misipis. So it's face value, it's a difficult gemara. What do you mean Oisei means a misipis? Mechitza means a war. This Mahalach in the Mishnah is learning, the Lishna Kama is learning, that Mesip, first of all, that Mechitza means a wall. So if it's a wall, it's not a Mesipus. And for a Mesipus, you don't need a Rotsu. How can Rotsu mean they'd agree to build a Mesipus? You don't need a Rotsu to build a Mesipus. Once they're dividing the Chotsu, they have to make a Mesipus. So what is the more suggesting of here? Shutfin Shirotsu, Lassus, Mechitza means they agreed to make a Mesipus. Number one, Mesipus is not a war. Number two, you don't need a rotsu for Mesipus. Number three, so then why talk about it, Mr. Kaisi? If what they agreed to was to make a Mesipus, I mean, Ali B'demis, if a Mechitza could mean a Mesipus, then all they agreed was to make a Mesipus, so why talk about it, Mr. Kaisi? So let's see Rashi. Let's Rashi. How do I mean a Mesipus down, Mamari Mesnissim? Diyu nami Mechitza Mikri. Ikru. First of all, Rashi tells me, if this lesson is saying, that the word mechitza taka could mean a mesipus. Okay. In Rashi's dictionary, mechitza could mean a mesipus. So even though they was rotsu lasses mechitza, but rotsu lasses mechitza could mean they agreed to make a mesipus. Of course, why do they have to agree to make a mesipus? A mesipus doesn't need an agreement. You have to make a mesipus regardless. So Rashi addresses that. And Rashi says, that the Mishnah is talking about in a chotzer that doesn't have a kedei chaluk. So they don't have to divide the chotzer at all. So you need the ritzui. But what's the ritzui? To divide the chotzer. So chayra, what do you mean? If it's to divide the chotzer, then it should say lachzis. That's the Lishna Kama. That's the Lishna Kama's objection. I'm sorry, that's the Lishna Basra. That was the Lishna Kama's objection to Lishna Basra in the first place. That if I should finish a rotsu, if the rotsu is going on dividing the chotzer, then it should have said, if the rotsu is going on dividing the chotzer, then it should have said lachzis.
Rebbe, but how would that read? If we're in a world of oso, how would that read? Hashut finish a rotsu lachzos bonen oso?
So it would read, if shutfin want to do a mesipus, they have to build the mesipus.
So changing around the lashon of the Mishnah, meaning we're not saying that it would say oso, we're saying like hashutfin shirotzu lachzos bonen mesipus.
No, if it would say hashutfin shirotzu lachzos mechitza bonen oso, it would mean if shutfin wanted to make a mesipus. Rashi is explaining, what do you mean they wanted to make a mesipus? You don't have to want to make a mesipus. You have to make a mesipus. So says Rashi. So Rashi explains it means they wanted to divide the sada. The chotzer, rather, they wanted to divide the chotzer, which means they wanted to make a mesipus.
Right. So the Ratzu is like kind of disconnected from the Masifas. But at the same
time. Hold on a second. Let me finish the whole Rashi and then. So Rashi like this. Hashlitfin Shayotu Lassos Mechitza would have meant in this alternate universe in which it would have said in the Mishnah, Hashlitfin Shayotu Lassos Mechitza Baina Maisai, that could have meant if Shlitfin wanted to make a Masifas Baina Maisai. Why do they have to want to make a Masifas? So Rashi says, no, what they wanted to do is make a Chalukah. Now, of course, that's difficult because all they want to do is make a Chalukah, so let us say Hashlitfin Shayotu Lassos Lachlit. So I think the Maram explains, this is Pashut Shana Rashi, that's what it means. Since every chalukah has to have a mesipis, so another way of saying making the chalukah, another way to say dividing the chatzar is making a mesipis. So when it says in the Mishnah the shutrin wanted to make a mesipis, that's another way of expressing the idea that they wanted to be chalukah. And that's not subject to the objection in Rotsu Lachlik Mibayim. If Mechitza meant the division, like we originally presented like Lusha Basa was originally presented to us, they wanted to make a division. So wanted to make a division is very not straightforward here. Wanted to make a division, wanted to divide. But now the more suggesting maybe doesn't mean they wanted to make a division. It means they wanted to make a mesipis, which in effect is the same thing as wanting to make a division, but the Hebrew is okay. Because we're talking about a concrete thing. They wanted to make a mesipis. When do you make a mesipis? When you make a division. So mesipis is another way of saying that they wanted to divide the sub. Either, by the way, yesipis are a remnant to an idea. The mesipis is a chelik of the chaluk. It's not just something that after you make the chaluk you have to have because of a side reason for the sell of kudana. It goes into the etzim making a chalukah. You make a chalukah of a mesipis. Because otherwise it's not clearly demarcated which side is which. And it's not a good chalukah. A good chalukah is a chalukah where you won't be nitpas alof kagana. So we would have read the Mishnah. Hashutfin shirotzu lasais mechitza means shutfin wanted to make a mesipis, which is another way of saying shutfin wanted to divide a chatzah she'em adin chalukah. So the Mishnah then tells me, Bainam Isa, that they make the chalut, they make the mesipis, they make the Bainam Isa answer, so they have to make the mesipis in the middle. But you don't have to, we're not talking here about a wall. There's nothing here about wanting to build a wall. So therefore, I need the Mishnah to say, no, that's not the track. And once it says Bainim Sakaiso, they have to build a Kaiso. So Kaira, how do we still know Hezek Real Ashma Hezek? Maybe the Mishnah means Hashutran Shirotu Lasis Mesipis. Shutan wanted to make a mesipis, meaning they wanted to divide the chatzah. But you know, because Hezek Yishve Hezek. Yeah, so this whole Gemara is the Lishna Kama proving its case that Hezek Yishve Hezek. What's the right? Maybe Hezek Yishve Hezek. And the Mishnah would, if it's Shmei Hezek, so Bainu Isini Boyle, no, maybe we'll read the Mishnah the way of Gemara is suggesting. Hashutfin Shirotu Lasseis Mesipis. They wanted to divide the Soda. They wanted to divide the Soda. Another way to say that is they wanted to make a Mesipis. Bainu Mesa Kaisel. They have to build a Kaisel because of Hezek Yishve Hezek.
Like that Mesipis, some type of
Kaisel,
not just.
No, you're actually learning Mesipis. You say this bar.
You have to say it's also
Rabbi, but couldn't you?
Second, what?
You have to say that it's some type of posel also. If we're trying to prove it's not
Mesipis or Mechitza?
Mesipis.
No, Mesipis, according to Rashi, you say this as far as. So what's the? I think I should put it on the board. Yeah, maybe it's a good idea.
Rebbe, I'm saying, couldn't you say like the same types of answers that, for example, Tosus says in like Vechevan Deratzu? I think it's Vechevan Deratzu. that they had an agreement. They made some kind of agreement that, oh, we're only going to split in a case where, you know what I'm saying?
No, but, you know, let me put it on the board and it'll be, no, you're not going to be able to see so, but.
That kind of agreement?
The Gemara had the Mishnah not said, by name is HaKaisel. You see in the Gemara, the Makeh Mepatash over here, the thing that convinces us that the Mishnah that we have to read the Mishnah, the way the Mishnah reads the Mishnah, is because it says, the Gemara is asking a kasha on the Mishnah. Let us say, Bainim Eisai. Hashut and Shiratsu lasses a wall. Bainim Eisai. So the Gemara answers that. The Lishna Kama answers on his own behalf that if it would have said that language, then I might have thought that it means that Shutfin wanted to make a chalukah, as Mesipis is a synonym for a chalukah, so they make the chalukah bamsa. And then the Mishnah won't be talking about building a wall at all. What do you mean? If they wanted to make a halukah, let's say lachsis. We're explaining, no, once you say that lachsis mechitza means to make a mesipis, then you don't have the problem of lachsis miboyle. But that's the case. I'm not sure the market is going to help me enough, but with that. So what I'm asking is, so how does Lusha come in? So now it says, bainim esakos. So once it says bainim esakos, so Lusha come in reads it to mean that the rotzim was to build a kaisel, and therefore they have to build a kaisel, but Hezekri, and therefore Hezekri lashmehetz. What's the riot? Maybe one of them Hezekri is shmehetz. Maybe Hezekri is shmehetz. What was our original objection to the reading of Hezekri is shmehetz, the Lishna Basra's reading? Why did the Lishna Kama reject the Lishna Basra's reading? How does the Lishna Basra read the Mishnah? The Madama Hezekri is Hezekri. So that Madama reads the Mishnah. Sherotsu Lasais Plukta. They wanted to divide the field. Bainim es HaKaisel, which proves that Hezekriya Shmei Hezek. That's the Lishna Bas. What's the Lishna Kama's objection to that? This word, if lasis plukta means, if lasis mechitza means lasis plukta, says the Lishna Kama, I'm sorry, then lasis mi boyle. That's the whole objection to that pshat. And therefore we reject the pshat of Lishna Basra and the Lishna Kama as its own way of reading the Mishnah, and the difference has a gilashma has. That the agreement was to build a wall. But if you don't agree to build a wall, you don't have to. Alma Hezekri Lashmehez. So I'm asking, but we have now discovered that actually the word Lasis Mechitza is the third meaning that it can have. Up till now, we knew that Lasis Mechitza could mean to build a wall, and it could mean that it could to make a division. The Lishna Kama doesn't like the translation of to make a division, because then it should have said laxus. But now we've discovered that there's a third possible interpretation, that lasis mechitza could mean not only lasis kais, lasis buddha, which is the Lishna Kama, and not only could it mean lasis chalukka, lasis buddha, which is the Lishna Basra. That's what the Lishna Kama doesn't like. But now this can be discovered, there's a third meaning. Lasis Mesipis. Which is the same thing as to make a chalukah, but without the objection of Lachsus Miboyle. So now I'm asking, I'll leave it to Emes. So now it says, Bainim Es HaKaisel. So maybe Bainim Es HaKaisel. So the Kama says, now that it says Bainim Es HaKaisel, now I know that lasis mechitza means to build a wall, And because they agreed to build the wall, that's why they have to build the wall. And Hezek Gvira Loishma Hezek. What's the riot? Maybe Lasses Mechitza still means to make a Mesipus. But Shulchan agreed to make the Mesipus, which is another way of saying they agreed to be Chazak B'Sadeh. And now they have to build a wall, because Hezek Gvira Loishma Hezek. The answer, I don't want to belabor this point too much, but I think the answer is possible. If you have to build a wall because Hezek Gvira Loishma Hezek, then now making a chalukah cannot be called Lasses Mesipus. Lasses Mesipus can only be a euphemism for making a chalukah if when you make a chalukah, what you make is the way you show it is a Mesipus. But if Hezek Yishmei Hezek, then when you make a chalukah, you build a wall. So then Lasses Mesipus no longer can carry the meaning of dividing a chatzah. Because when you divide a chatzah, you actually don't make a Mesipus, you make a chaser. So that's what I know from Bainam is a chaser. From the fact that it says Bainam is a Kaisel, I now know that this chat can't be right. Lasses Mechitza cannot mean to make a Mesipus, because you actually don't make a Mesipus. It could still mean one of these two things. It can mean Lasses Gudor, Lasses Chalukah. But if it meant Lasses Chalukah, then it should have said Lasses Miboyle. So therefore, the only thing that remains standing is Lasses Gudor. That's the Malach of Wisdom. Taisus has a Kashan Rashi. According to Rashi Pshat and Gemara, had it said Bainam Isa. So Gemara said, had it said Bainam Isa, I would have read the Mishnah, have Shutfin Shirotsu Lasseis Mesipus, meaning Shutfin who wanted to divide a field, which you demarcate with Yesedis Baretz, Bainam Isa, then you make the Mesipus vents. So I need Bainam Isa Chaisel to tell me that's not tenable. But otherwise, that's how we would have read the Mishnah. In fact, Taisus, how do you read the next line of the Mishnah? How would we have read the next in this alternate Mishnah where it said Bainam Isa? If Bainam Isa means you make a Mesipus, so then how do you read the next line in the Mishnah? Hakol Kaminega Medina, Dvils, and I say Gimel Tochem, and I say Gimel Tochem, the Gozes, and I say Tochem Ayim Rechza, and I say Tochem Ayim Rechza, and so on. What's Kill the Gozes? We're talking about a Mesipus. So Ramban answers on behalf of Rashi that would have been a different case. We would have to read the Mishnah. That's a different case. Hashut and Shirot to Lasses Mechitza means they wanted to make a Mesipus. They said, let's make a Mechitza. Mechitza means a Mesipus, meaning let's make a Chalukah. And Bainam Isav answer, then you make a Mesipus Bems. Then the Mishnah is saying another Aloka. But if they agree to build a wall, then they have to make Vilvagosis. If they said Kaisel, then they make Vilvagosis Kimina Gamadi. So I'm finding a funny question. So therefore, the Mishnah had to tell me, Bainam is a Kaisel, that I shouldn't read the Mishnah. I'm not sure I understand so much. I'm always terrible if I read the Mishnah that way. What then will be different if I read the Mishnah that way than if I read the now that it says Bainam is a Kaisel? What would it have said? I should finish your Otsu Lasses Mechitza. They agreed to make a Chalukah, they make the Mesipus Bamsa. But if they agreed to build a wall, then they have to make Vilvagosis. Point list the comma, that's really the din. Right, so like, why can't the Mishnah? So why does the Mishnah have to tell me? No, that's not the pshat. Don't read the Mishnah that way. Read the Mishnah that Hashutim Shirotz Alas Mechitza means they agreed to build a wall. And what was so terrible? Hashutim Shirotz Alas Mechitza means they agreed to make a chalukah with the Mesipus, and Bainim is a Mesipus Bamsa. But if they agree to build a wall, that's the din anyway. Lefida Lishakama, isn't that the din? If they just agree to make a chalukah, well, they have to make this a Mesipus Bamsa. If they agree to build a wall, then they have to give fuel to the glasses. So Kilo, the Mishnah had to say Bainim is a Kaisel, because if it wouldn't have said Bainim is a Kaisel, it said Bainim Isoi, so I would have a Havamina of a Mesipus of Al Masagi, that when it says that Shutfin Shirotsu Lasses Mechitza, it means that they agreed to make a Chalukah of a Mesipus, and that's Be'emsa, and then you have another clause, if they agreed to build a Kaisel, and then you have to do them in the Gamadino. So now it says, no, Bainim is a Kaisel, so the Mishnah means they agreed to make a wall in the first place. And the case of Mesipus is not in the Mishnah. But it's the same halacha. Bottom line, it's the same halacha. So what would have been so terrible if the Mishnah would have said Bainam Isa?
Could it be the way it is now? I called committing a Medina, and once we're committing a Medina with boots of adopter and creator, and one should have won in Misibas, and one should have won, didn't want to. You wouldn't go bus in Misibas.
Why? Hezek Yulash Mehezek. And this is Hezek Yulash Mehezek. So you can't force him to build a wall at all. You can only force him to build a Misibas. That's the din. The din is you can't force to build a coin to Lishtakam. Hezek Yulash Mehezek. Yukitaka cannot force him to build a wall. If they just agree to divide the Sada, to divide the chutzah rather, then they make a Misibas Bensa. So.
Rabbi, that's what I said. I think you could.
You have to make a. If you're making a Misibas, like obviously it has to be Bensa, where else would it be? If you're talking about a wall and the issue is Hezek Yulash Mehezek, then maybe you could kind of, that it shouldn't have to be Bensa. And just the guy that wants to stop his agree, you should have to build it. If we're really only talking about Misibas and build it back, like obviously.
No, so I saw this question. Somebody asked, and it's sad that it means Misibas. It's a Kasha Samazek.
Yeah.
And it's sad that Bainim is a Kaisal mean, Bainim Isa means Misibas. So isn't that a Pshita? Of course you build it Bensa. Where else are you going to put the Misibas if not Bensa? Yeah, Samaha or Nashi. I don't know if it helps with this.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
Is it possible to answer that along lines of what I was saying before, that Tosis has always, he brings up this option that they had an agreement on Menashe Lelasos Buddha. So maybe you would say Hezekriya Shmei Hezek, and the first case of the Mishnah is talking about where they had an agreement on Menashe Lelasos Buddha. And then the further case of the Mishnah are they where they didn't have an agreement, but really Hezekriya is Shmei Hezek.
I'm not following what you're saying. They have an agreement not to make a wall. What is that?
Meaning it's brought up, right? Kisrasi l'cha lachlok amenash lo lasas guda. That's brought up by Tosis as an option. That's Tosis uses it to say that that's, it must be a case why it's Imbud and Chalukah. But you can use it here also. You can say that, oh, well, really Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek, but so, oh, so why don't you have to build it once, build a wall when you make the Chalukah? Well, the answer is.
What place is here?
Tosis v'chivan duratzu bonus akos abal karko.
I don't understand the relevance to over here. I'm asking a question.
No, but the point is, if you can have an agreement.
Hold on. We have two pshatim in the Mishnah. We have a pshat in the Mishnah, had it said Bainim Isai. And we have a pshat in the Mishnah, now that it says Bainim Isakais. So the Gemara says, according to Rashi, had it said Bainim Isai. So how would we have interpreted the Mishnah from beginning to end, according to Rashi, the way Ramban explains? So had the Mishnah said Bainim Isai, the way the Mishnah would have read is, Shutfin wanted to make a chaluk of a Mesipas, and Lasas Mechitza means to make a Mesipas, which is another way of saying they agree to make a chaluk of a Mesipas. Bainim Isai Ba'em said they make the Mesipas fence. And new case. But if they agree to build the kaisel, then they have to give kaminig hamadina build the gossips. That's how I would have read the Mishnah had it said bainim oisel. Therefore, the Mishnah says no. It says, therefore, the Mishnah is bainim isak kaisel. Now we read the Mishnah differently. Now, ashut fin shirotzu lasa mechitza means they agree to build the kaisel. And they have to build the kaisel ba'amsa, and they have to build the gossips kaminig hamadina. So that's the difference between the Mishnah had it said, Bainim Isai, and the Mishnah now that it really says, Bainim Isakais. So my question is, halacha lemaisa, what's the difference between the first shot and the second shot? It's the same halacha lemaisa. If they agree to build a wall, they have to build a wall. If they don't agree to build a wall, but they just agree to make a chalukah, they have to build a mesikas. It's the same halachas. So why does the Mishnah have to say, kilu tumor is not a mashma? The Mishnah has to tell me, it has to say, beferish b'inim is a kaisel, and not b'inim oisai, la puki, that I shouldn't think b'inim oisai means b'inim mesikas. And if I would think that, well, we're so terrible, it comes out the same dinim.
So that's what I'm saying it wouldn't be the same.
So I think the answer is possible. What if, I mean, I don't know if it's possible, but I think the answer is, what did the Shutfin say in this other pshat in the Mishnah? Shutfin Shirotzu Lassus Lechitz means they agreed to make a mechitzah. What words did they say to each other? The words they said to each other was, let's make a mechitzah. Hashutfin Shirotzu Lassus Lechitz, they said, let's make a mechitzah. Kono B'yodna, whatever. They said, let's make a mechitzah. What do they actually have to make? A mechitzah. Because mechitzah nami kono mechitzah. Now that the Mishnah says b'ayin mesa kaisel, so shouldn't say to each other the words "let's make a mechitza." We don't interpret it "let's make a mesipus." We say if they agree to make a mechitza, then they have to build a wall. So the taka chiddush din that the word then when they say the word mechitza, it doesn't mean a mechitza of mesipus, but the word mechitza means a kaisel. But hagufa kasher b'emes, I'm not so happy because hagufa kasher. If mechitza could mean a mesipus, then Rashi says mechitza namikar, mesipus namikar le mechitza. So if the shutfin say to each other, let's make a mechitza, maybe taka means let's make a mesipus. B'emes, I can turn the kasher around. Aliba b'emes, a shutfin shirotzu lasis mechitza b'ayinim es hakaisel b'emes. Shutfin agree to make a mechitza, they build a kaisel. Why did they build a kaisel? Because they agreed to make a kaisel. They didn't agree to make a kaisel. They said mechitza. Good, mesipus nami mechitza karlo. So if in Rashi dictionary, mesipus is also called a mechitza, and the shutfin agreed to make a mechitza, so why? How come they have to make a kaisel? Why can't one shutfin say when I said mechitza, I meant mesipus? It's not mashma they said the word kaisel. A shutfin should also last as mechitza. Mechitza could mean a mesipus. So he agreed to make a mesipus. Mechitza agreed to make a kaisel. So ask him new kasher. Never mind the other new kasher. Some of the answer is, if in the original in this alternate universe, Jack had it said by Nevoisay and a shutfin shirotzu lasis mechitza meant they agreed to make a mesipus. So then we're talking about a chotzer she'emad in chaluk. So when two shutfin are talking to each other and one comes to the other and says, you know, let's make a kinyan, we'll make a mechitza, and so then a ketaka mean a mesipus because they made a kinyan to make a mesipus. Why did it need a kinyan? It needed a kinyan because aimbatin chaluk. But now that it says b'ayin mesa kaisel, so now we're talking about a chotzer sheyesh b'din chaluk. They didn't agree to be chaluk the chotzer. They don't have to agree to be chaluk the chotzer. Sheyesh b'din chaluk. One of them can force the other one to be chaluk the chotzer. So now when one of them came to the other one and said, "Let's make a kinyan to make a mechitza." So Reuven said to Shimon, "I want to divide. Let's make a kinyan to make a mechitza." So Shimon can't turn around the next day and say, I thought you meant let's make a kinyan to make a mesipus. Why would a mesipus need a kinyan? It's a chotzer sheyesh b'kinei chalukah. You can force the chalukah, you don't need a kinyan. Obviously, when I said let's make a kinyan to make a mechitza, I meant to make a wall. Because that taka needs a kinyan. That's taka was mishtana. And in had it said, so we were talking about a chotzer sheyesh b'kinei chalukah. So then you need a kinyan on the etzem chalukah. So then the rotzu lasis mechitza could mean rotzu lasis mechitza. Now, so therefore, that's how I would read the mission. So if I would read the mission as follows, Shutfin agreed to make a mechitza. Those are the words. They agreed, they made a kinyan to make a mechitza. What do they have to do? Reuben went to Shimon and said, let's make a kinyan to make a mechitza. So what do they have to now do? You know what they have to do? Chalukah b'mesipus. Shimon could say, all I meant was a chalukah b'mesipus. When you came to me and said, let's make a mechitza, all I agreed to was to make a chalukah b'mesipus. What was I thinking? Why would that need a kinyan? Of course it would need a kinyan, because otherwise, why? I don't have to be chalik at all. So when you came to me and said, let's make a kinyan to make a mechitza, I understood that to mean, let's make a kinyan to make a chalukah. And the minimum chalukah is a chalukah of mesipus. And then there's another thing. If they agree to make a wall, they have to build a wall committing hamadim. Now, but now the Mishnah says differently. The Mishnah says, So that means, so now it explain him as a kaisel. When Shutfin agreed, so now we're talking about a chutzer. Now we can't be talking about, so now we're talking about, we're not talking about a chutzer anymore. That's aim book of Echaluka. In a chutzer, that's aim book of Echaluka, and the guy says, yes, I'll make him a chitzer. I think maybe he really could say, all I meant was a chaluka mimisibus. In such a case, if you have a chutzer, a tiny little chutzer, Reuben comes to Shimon, even the maskana. If Reuben comes to Shimon and says, let's make a machitza, and Shimon says, yes, good idea, let's make a machitza, makes a kenyan. The next day, Reuben comes with his bulldozers and wants to start building the wall. Shimon can say, what wall? When I said I agreed to a machitza, I meant I agreed to a chaluka. And a chaluka is called a machitza of the mesibus. But the Mishnah said, no, b'ayinu mesa kaisel, that's not the case. The case is that the chutzah was yeshbuk of the chaluka. So when Reuben came to Shimon and said, let's make a machitza and let's make a kinyan on it. So Shimon can't say, I thought it meant the chaluka of the mesibus. For a chaluka, you don't need a kinyan. It's a big chutzah. Chaluka happens regardless. If Reuben wants a chaluka, he gets it. Doesn't have to make it. Doesn't need Shimon's acquiescence. So in Shimon, so obviously when Shimon agreed to make a machitza, he must have been agreeing to make a wall. And that's not what it says in the Mishnah, that if Shutfin agreed to make a machitza, they have to build a wall. And maybe that's not the chiddush. Maybe that's why it's a chiddush. The chiddush of the Mishnah is that in such a case, that's why I have to say, because it's telling me this new chiddush, that in a case of a chatzah sheyesh b'kadei chaluka, Shimon can't say, I meant machitza mesipus. Because mesipus doesn't need a kinyan. Our kochach, when Shimon agreed to make a machitza, he agreed to make a kaisel. That's good for the chiddush of the Mishnah. That's why it says, b'nei mesa kaisel. And it solves that problem. Okay, we're making a simple Rashi a little bit complicated. But that's the job of Lam. Make a simple thing complicated and make complicated things simple. Yeah.
But Rashi in the time of the Rashi said only got the Livnos Kota on that, and that states of Rashi actually with one said that no, it's not from the Sivis and we don't force it. So it sounds like Chaz and they both like stick this.
Yeah, what are you looking at?
Rashi with time of the Rashi.
Time of the Rashi Livnos Kaislam. Dash name with the Chivim, the Rashi name.
In Rebbe's case, they both said they were machitza, and one guy said, "No, I meant mesibus." That is the second half of Rashi, where in had, you know, sounds like the case.
We don't know that. This what I'm saying now is comes out of the Rashi, out of the mesibus. That comes out later in the Gemara. What it says in the Mishnah is, if they agree to build a wall, they have to build a wall. That's for sure. According to the Lusna Kama, that's the main story in the Mishnah. If they agree to build the wall, they have to build the wall. So let us say, Blaine Moshe. If I want to paraphrase what I said, bringing the Tirash, is to make it the Kitzur. Basically, the meaning of the Mishnah is, Shutfin want to build the wall, they have to build the wall. They want to build the wall, they made a kinyan to build the wall, they have to build the wall. The Emsa with Gilda Gossos. I'm not going to ask later, Pshito, but Al Kapanim, that's what it's saying in the Mishnah. So let it say, if mechitza means a wall, then it should have said b'nei ma'isa. The answer of the Gemara, the way I'm explaining Rashi, is that if it would have said b'nei ma'isa, then I would not have known the additional chiddush. If it was b'nei ma'isa, then I would have known that if they agree to make in a small chutzah, if they make a kinyan to do a chaluka, they make a chaluka b'mesibus, which is maybe obvious, but that would be the beginning of the Mishnah. And then from the end of the Mishnah, I would know that if they agree to build a wall, they have to build kaminig amadin. What I would not know is that in a large chutzah, if Reuben goes to Shimon and says, let's make a machitza, then we interpret that to mean, let's make a wall. That's the chiddush that it says in Bainim Esakais, that when Shimon agreed to make a machitza, he has to build a wall. They were rotsu as a machitza. Shimon just agreed to make a machitza. And the din is Bainim Esakais, they have to make a wall. So why is that true? If in fact the machitza could mean a mesipis, so why talking when Shimon agreed to make a machitza, why do we hold him that he has to having to make a wall? So I'm saying the answer is because since it's a, and this is really I'm adding, because since we're talking about a chatzah sheyesh b'kadei chalukah, so to make a mesipus, you don't need a ratzu in a kinyan. So therefore, when Shimon agreed to make a machitza, it can't have meant and it should have been obvious to Shimon that he wasn't agreeing to make him this chalukim and mesipis. For that, they didn't have to take him to a notary and make a kinyan. Reuben could have just done that on his own. So Reuben could just have moved in, made a mesipis, and I mean, they'd have to decide on the ruchos, but they didn't need a kinyan. So therefore, al-korchach, what Shimon was making a kinyan to, and Shimon must have understood that what he's making a kinyan to is agreeing to make machitz in the sense of a wool, not machitz in the sense of a mesipis. And that's the chiddush of the mission. That's why I didn't say bainam oisa, because I wanted to tell me this extra chiddush, that when you agree to machitzah, you have to build a wool. And even though you agree to a machitzah, what you have to build is a kais. Yeah, let's see tosis. Most of the tosis really we're going to talk about later, but let's see tosis. This is going on the Lishna Kama. I'm sorry, the Lishna, this is really Lishna Basa. This is what the Lishna Kama is rejecting. And maybe Shirotsu Lasis means they agreed to make a chaluka. Once they agreed to make a chaluka, Hezek Shmehezek and now they have to build a wall. This is in Agamor, it's appearing as what we're rejecting. Later on in the Lishna Basa, this is going to be the Emes. So Taisus asks, why do they have to agree? Why do they have to agree to make a chalukah? Because it's a sadish eved in chalukah. The tamil riyah, my no katan and masis of eved in chalukah. The katani rotsu, the listener rotsu, the ayub sheish but in chalukah. The main chiddush of the mission is that you have to build a wall because it has a griyah. How the chalukah came about? What's the difference if the chalukah came about because it was a yesh b'day chalukah and they one foisted it on the other, or if it's eved in chalukah, eved k'day chalukah, and they agreed to make a chalukah? That's just the backstory. The main point of the Mishnah is once you're making a chalukah, you have to do with the kais. So why did the Mishnah have to tell me this more complicated case? That there was a very small chotzer, it was an itty bitty chotzer, really, they shouldn't have made a chalukah, but they agreed to make a chalukah, and now they have to build a kais. They are more partial to the kais. They have a great big chotzer, and they're being chalukah, any one of them can say, I want to make a chalukah. But now they're making a chalukah, you have to build the kais, it has a kriya. So kais is. The Saka Daitich Besheba Kere Chaluka, the Motzi Lememar, he is at Soiloch Lachlik, Amanash Lay Lasses Gudla. Apalamanas Lasses Gudla is at Siloch. In a case where Reuben can't force the Chaluka, he needs Shimon's acquiescence. He needs a Kenyan from Shimon. I would have had a having to say, since Shimon didn't have to do a Chaluka at all, Reuben went to Shimon and he somehow persuaded him that he should agree and make a Kenyan to be Chaluk. So maybe Shimon could say, now you want me to build a wall too? I was happy the way we were as Shutvin. I agreed not to be Shutvin anymore. I didn't agree not to be Shutvin, and then I have to also lay out the money to build a wall. That far I didn't agree. So if you want to make a chalukah and hold me to my kinyan, it has to be a chalukah without a kais and not a chalukah with a kais. They show him the maximum task in the head of Shilish Madison. There's maybe room to say, I'm just that. Hezek Yishma Hezek is like a tiny min achutz. What kind of, you agree to, but you thought Shulchan Aruch was going to be out the window. You agree to make a chalukah. Now there's a new issue. Hezek Yishma Hezek. Like, but you had a having that you could say, well, yeah, I agree to make a chalukah, but not if I'm going to have to keep kosher. Like, what is that? So maybe it's a raglayim adorim in this tesis that hezek riyah shmei hezek that the agreement that the chalukah that it's also we saw before in the Ramban and the Rashba that part of the chalukah is you can ask for chalukah misukonim the right what we talked about in the Ramban and the Rashba that you know, how can he, right, Hezek, we saw the Ramban and the Rashba say, whatever, fine, hezek yesh mehezek. So make kutzu b'dafna. So they say, yeah, but what? But it's going to be misatzmi yimim b'dim and beini beini. It's going to be nizik behezek real. We talked about it. You know, what kind of time is that? Right now, you're taking up the hezek real. So you're worried about it. Yeah, but Rubens be today shimon. Let's build a gozer to the wall because I don't want to have to worry about hezek real 6 months from now. So we saw in the Ran and the Rash, but it comes from the fact that when that he can kind of that he wants a chalukah shel kayom. Nochem explained you can ask for chalukah misukonim. But it's part of the tefiyas chalukah is that I want chalukah misukonim, not just chalukah with chutz v'dach. I want chalukah misukonim. So maybe we could read that into Tosfos. I'm not saying we have to, but maybe we could read that into Tosfos. If the kneading was a stam and hezek ria as mazik, hachok is nizokin. So that's not a taina that you can say, well, I agreed to make a chalukah. I didn't want to make a chalukah at all. I agreed to make a chalukah, but I didn't think I'm going to have to keep shulchan aruch and not be masking with hezek ria. That's not a taina. But it's more than that. For that, you can do chutz v'dafna. You know, Shimon can say, okay, we'll do chutz v'dafna. Reuven wants Shimon to do more than chutz v'dafna. Reuven wants Shimon to do grill with Moses. Where did that come from? Because chalukah misukonim, you're going to make a chalukah with chalukah misukonim. So Shimon can say, I agreed to make a chalukah under duress. Fine, you can convince me to make a chalukah. But a chalukah with chalukah misukonim is going to cost me so much money. At kach, I didn't agree to make a chalukah. But I'm saying, Lefidah, I'm buying the ash, but the sort of places here is more gishma. I don't think, don't hold me that it's going to have to be the places like they're buying the ash, but it's more gishmak, I think, the way al derech is there. Okay, I think it's getting late. Well, talk about that. Maybe I'll share with you all we have. I'll take 5 minutes to share it with you. It's the game, it's the game here also. Going back to the original basic question in the Mishnah, which is now cropping up in this Tosfos also. What's exactly the Tefiyas Kaisel? Is it a Tefiyah of Archokas Nezokin? Or is it a Tefiyah of like a Beshardikik Tefiyah, like with the Vissas Amicals? A Tikkun HaChotzedik Tefiyah, or Halokim Mesukonim, Rav Nochum's variation on that theme? Or we had a different, a third thing in the Rosh. It's a tefillah of siyua. We wanted to work out in the Rosh. The Rosh doesn't have tikkun chotzer, but it's moving in the Rosh. It's not a pasuk d'archokas nezokim. Reuven can't be tevei shimon achokas nezokim. Reuven has the right to be there in the first place without a kaisel. And if Reuven builds a kaisel, then he's not nizik. There's no way that Reuven can come to Shimon and say, "I'm a nizik." There's no wall, don't be there. How do you write to be there? And if there is a wall, then you're not in Isaac. So there's never a tree of Archokas Nezokim. There's a tree of Siwa. There's a five moment of Siwa. I'm going to build a Kaisel for Isaac Ria, but I'm not the only, but you're the same. I'm not worse. I'm not more culpable over here than you. My chos is the Domin Doksum of Tre. So I'll build a Kaisel, but today you have to be Misaye. It's a five moment of Siwa. I think there's a Gemara Mefureshes from which it's Muchuch that it's not a Tfiyah of Archokas Nezokim. It's either a Tfiyah of Siyur, like in the Rosh, or maybe a Tfiyah of Tikkun HaChotzer, we could say also like the Ramban, the Rashba. The Ravid was also a Svichus Kairis. The Ravid, what was the other one? The Ramah. But it's not a Posh of the Tfiyah of Archokas Nezokim. It's more than that. The Gemara says that Rechokas HaMeroim, but Reish Lakish said that if I lend you money and you claim, I lend you money, let's say for 2 months, and you claim that you, and then I come and want the money. Simple about that. And I come when the money is due, like when I say, okay, give me the money. And you say, you know, I paid you back. You tell me that you paid me back early. So I buy it over, say, you could do that. It's a good claim. If I come to you, any milgalpa, if I come to you and say, I owe you $100, and you say that it was paid, so I have to prove that it wasn't paid. It's not a mil v'shtar. The shtar is a proof that it wasn't paid, but a milgalpa, you say praticha, so you're neman. So Abayi and Rava say this is no different. But Reish Lakish says, and we pass like Reish Lakish, that no, a person doesn't do that. Nobody prepays. Nobody pays a loan before it's due. It's not human nature. So you're not named to say such. So the Gemara wants to bring a raya from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that Chaisel Ashut from Shenofal. So Reuven can be Kaifa Shimon to help him to rebuild it. Becheska Shenosan at Shalot Yovi Raya Shaloi Nos. If Shimon says that he paid it, Reuven fills the wall. Come to Shimon, I want the money for it. Half the money. So Shimon said, I gave it to you already. So Shimon is Becheska Shenosan unless Reuven can prove out of it. So the Gemara is done. It's the case. If Shimon says, I paid you already when the wall was finished. So Pshita, what's the Chiddush? Elamai must be said, I paid you before the wall was finished. I paid you in advance. You see, it's Hakanemon. You see, Psariah, a person pays a chayv before it's due. The Gemara is Teicha. Shachar Kaisel is different because every time you finish a row, that's when that row comes due. It doesn't come due at the end of the wall. Called Shafa Veshafa, every layer of bricks. So the chayv comes due when you finish that layer of bricks. Well, that's the Sagar. So, I don't understand. If it's a tefillah, a partial tefillah about chokas nizokas, Reuven's coming to Shimon and saying, you have to help me to build the wall because you're a mazik and I'm being tevayah from chokas nizokas. So when is Shimon's chiyuv chal to pay for half the wall? After the wall is built or before the wall is built? Before the wall is built. It's chokas nizokas. If Reuven goes to Shimon and says, you're mazik me with Hezekiah, build the wall. Shimon says, back to Uma, you also mazik. Fine, we'll build the wall together. But the tefillah that they have on each other is the tefillah of Archokas Nezokin. So the tefillah of Archokas Nezokin starts immediately before the wall has even begun. So what does it have to do? What's all the Gemara discussing? How can Shimon say you already paid for the wall? That's human nature. You don't pay for something before it's due. The wall wasn't finished yet. Why would Shimon pay for the wall before it was finished? And that's the whole sugya. He's not paying for a chay before it's due. He has to pay for the wall before the wall even begins. There's no tefillah here of a chokas nezokin. Which Reuven has a tefillah that if I build a wall, you have to participate. But till Reuven builds the wall, he has no tefillah on Shimon. Because Reuven can't not build the wall at all and come to Shimon and say, Shimon, you're a mazik, a chokas nezokin. I'll help too, but a chokas nezokin. It's not just tefillah. If Reuven builds the wall, or he commences to build the wall, he comes to Shimon. He's going to build the wall, but when Reuven builds a wall, he could be tevayah from Shimon Siyua. So the tevayah of Siyua is only chal after you build the wall. When you build the wall, you can then go to Shimon and say, I have a tevayah on you, where each line, even every time you do a layer of bricks, you can go to Shimon and say, I'm being tevayah you. Now that I built a layer of bricks, I want your Siyua. But the chiyah is not really chal till after Reuven builds the layer of bricks. Likewise, if it's a tikkun achatzer, sorry, tikkun achatzer, I could also hear the chiyuv of tikkun achatzer. Let's say, yeah, Reuven and Shimon are living in the chatzer, and Reuven wants Shimon to be mishtatif in the beis shah. So when is Shimon's chiyuv chal? Before they build the beis shah, after they build the beis shah? So that's not so clear to me, but I could very well hear that Shimon is not chayiv before Reuven builds the beis shah. Reuven and Shimon has no chiyuv at all, because Shimon's not a mazik. Reuven is coming to Shimon and say, I want to have a Beishar. Chazal feel this chotzer to have a Beishar. I don't want to do it on my own. It's basically a tree of Siwa. If neither one wants a Beishar, they don't have to have a Beishar. And Reuven is not coming to Shimon. Shimon, you're a mazik. I mean, tevei you achokas nizok. Reuven is coming to Shimon and say, I'm doing something to take on a chotzer. I want your ishtakos. So that's a tree of Siwa. So that I can hear that a tree of Siwa is only chal when Reuven does something and then he could say, I want you to pitch in. Until Reuven decides to build a Beishar, he doesn't have a tefillah on Shimon. After Reuven builds a Beishar, he can go to Shimon and say, I don't have to do it myself. They can work it out practically that they should do it, he should pay in advance. But the in Lumdus, the chiyuv Shimon's chiyuv, Shimon doesn't want the Beishar. Reuven's forcing him to build the Beishar. But Shimon only has to build the Beishar because Reuven's building a Beishar. Till Reuven builds a Beishar, Shimon doesn't have the chiyuv. When Reuven builds the Beishar, Shimon is a chiyuv to be mishtak. That's also a chiyuv siyuv. So I think it's a Gemara mifureshes that the chiyuv of Binyan HaKaisel is not a pashut d'achokas nezok. Because the Gemara mifureshes, the chiyuv is only chal after Reuven builds the wall, fundamentally. it's a chiyuv to be mishtatif, to be misayeya. That could be a bishar de kedin. Hagufa could be a bishar de kedin, or a derech de rosh. It's not a bishar de kedin, but in the tefillah, there's no tefillah hachokas mizokim. There's a tefillah. Reuven could build the wall as mazik and say, but you're also mazik. I want your siyum, a chayv siyum. But one way or another, it's together, Shimon is a chiyuv to be misayeya. I think that it's relevant to this tesis too. It's not as if Shimon over here is a mazik, but he thought that he could get away with, you know, he said, I agreed to build the wall, but I didn't agree not to be a mazik. I mean, I agreed to do a chalukah. Shimon could say, yes, I agreed to make a chalukah. I didn't want a chalukah. I really didn't want a chalukah. I was happy the way it was. I agreed to make a chalukah, but not that I'm going to have to build a wall. If the tefillah of building a wall was a tefillah of achokas nezokin, that's a very funny thing for Shimon to say, I agreed to make a chalukah, but I didn't agree that I shouldn't be able to be mazik you. But now that we're saying, and I think it's Mukhag and Umar, that the chiyuv over here is, there's no chiyuv of rechok and zok. There's no chiyuv of rechok and zok. If Reuven builds a wall, he can come to Shimon and we can convey a siyuah. It's a moment of siyuah, beishai de gedin, or not a beishai de gedin, but it's a chiyuv of siyuah. So then I could hear faster that Shimon could say, well, it's a chayv moment. That's the main thing. It's not a chokas nezokin. It's a chayv moment. But Shimon could say, I agreed without the Ramban about Ben Yubenim. Shimon could say, I agreed to the minimum of making a chalukah. I didn't agree to chayv moment that are going to come as a result. So it's not as if Shimon's saying, I thought I'm going to be able to do so. It's not a tefillah of achokas nezokin. Achokas nezokin is a tefillah of yisurim. You're being mazikli. So don't be mazikli. That's a tefillah of achokas nezokin. Shimon can't say, well, I agreed to make a chalukah. I didn't agree that I shouldn't be allowed to do yisurim. I shouldn't be allowed to be mazikli. That would be absurd. But lo yalzeinu danan. Shimon, there's no tefillah of achokas nezokin. It's a chayv mamon. So there's a sakadaitach to say, Shimon agreed to make a chalukah, but if it's going to come with chayv mamon, so to the chiyume mamon that come along with the chalukah, maybe Shimon didn't agree. So kamash, why not? When you agree to make a chalukah, you agree to make the chalukah with all of the chiyuv and mammon that come with.
I'm excited to have this nezakim. Even if the chiyuv is born when the nezak happens, why would we say that the shas piron is for the wall that's not built yet? The mice of the mammon that's
because Shimon has to build the wall. Is that Reuven that built the wall and then he builds Shimon? But Etzim, Shimon has to build the wall too.
The mice are splitting the wall together. It wouldn't be, even if the nezik is causing
him
to build the wall, why would the
Shas? But Reuven, Ikardin could go to Shimon before the wall is even built, and he could say, "You have as much chiyuv to build the wall as me, so I'm going to pay you in advance for half the wall."
We wouldn't say that if he waits till after the wall is built, that would be late. The time
that the collection might be late, and maybe it would be late. I mean, it's not early. Why is it early? They both have a chiyuv to build the wall. So Reuven could go to Shimon and say, we have a chiyuv to build the wall together. So pay in advance. I mean, I'm about to hire a contractor. I want half the money because it's your chiyuv to hire a contractor too. You see that Reuven doesn't have such a tefiyah on Shimon, build a wall. Reuven can have, as a tefiyah on Shimon, when Reuven builds a wall, he can be tefiyah on Shimon to be misayeh. So the cause of the tefiyah is Reuven's building the wall. Reuven's building the wall causes him to have a tefiyah on Shimon, that Shimon has to be mishtat. Kozman Reuven doesn't build the wall, he has no tefiyah on Shimon. So since it's the building of the wall that causes Reuven to have a tefiyah on Shimon, so then the tefiyah is chal, bigmar kol shofa b'shofa. And if he paid, and paying it advance tak early. And he's allowed to pay early, but the chazok is that he didn't do it. Okay, good to Mr. Shem tomorrow, we'll go on. I think we have, what's the calendar? We have these 3 days, I suppose. Today, tomorrow, and the day after tomorrow. And that's it, right? There's between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, is there a Shia? Yeah, that's it. And after Sukkot, when does it start? Anybody know what the schedule is?
I think there's one travel day.
The travel day is Thursday or Sunday?
I think Thursday's remote. I think there's a day.
Thursday remote and Sunday's already regular. Yeah, Sunday's no college, so.
Okay.
next question is from Thursday. I just, Rebbe was trying to, Rebbe wanted to say the Rosh was like a confused between the Tosfos, similar to the Chaim, that you can see all the Hezek.
That what?
That you could see the Hezek that was happening, and it's just a separate question of whether it was
Nikhil. Thank you, Rosh. I looked a little bigger. I don't know if I said it exactly right. But the Teichad Rum is bigger as a Russian. That's not his main thing. The Teichad Rum
is a Russian. Having the Russian of the Rosh is that...
So, is that okay?